Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's ready to talk about all of the exciting showmances potentially going on in the world of Big Brother Canada. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Monday Night Big Brother Canada, the night where they eat Wendy's and talk about who's going on the block. We have a great panel here with us to talk about it all. Let's welcome in, of course, you know her from many podcasts, including the Love and Hip Hop Rehap Up. Please welcome back Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. So happy to be here. I love talking about crushes and love. So I think great show for
and
me.
Wendy's.
Can't wait. Yeah, let me, who in the chat do I need to hook up? Let me know. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Taryn said, absolutely not.
Okay, so that was the deal breaker for Taryn. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
He's back.
Okay, bye.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, a woman who knows a thing or two about people getting into showmances, covering many a hot dummies on islands. Please welcome back Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
Hello, Surf's Up. I feel like you chose this episode perfectly.
Perfect
for me.
Perfect for you.
I'm repping my best winner's find of all time. I'm ready to talk BB Can.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Look, first Monday night, Kirsten.
You know what? It was certainly an episode of Big Brother Canada season 10, and we're going to break it down.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. All right. And believe it or not, only the third episode of this young season. Let's welcome back the man who's been following it the whole way through, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I just came here to make friends and cook. So hopefully there's some food here because I'm pretty hungry.
Okay. All right.
You cook the food, Taryn.
Yeah.
Well, there has to be food to cook.
Well, that's on your grocery list.
Yeah. Would you settle for some Wendy's takeout?
I'm down. Let's do some spicy chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's double it up.
Okay. No spicy V, but we have spicy chicken for Marty. It was all in on Marty tonight.
Really was.
Hope you love Marty.
Kate, I just need to say, like, Marty has done nothing to bother me or offend me, but his accent is very similar to my ex's mom's accent. And so every time he talks, I'm like, not that she was bad either, but it's just like, oh, that's my
hey,
past
babe.
Is calling. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Did you say K, babe?
I think hey, you should
babe.
Say K, babe.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait, use that. Use
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. Send them over to my Twitch.
You would absolutely be the person, like, Kirsten will have won HOH, and she'd be like, look, I'm sorry, Marty, but your accent reminds me of my ex's mom, so...
No.
On the block.
Mm-mm. I'm not nominating the dad of the house. Mm-mm. I would have been putting up... I don't know, Gino and Josh. I don't know, two just men. That's who I nominate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know,
famously Marty.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no, but I'm nominating the dad of the house because I feel
she
like
bros.
I mean, yeah, bros. Yeah. Oh my God. Whatever. Yeah.
Marty, famously not a man. Well, out of context, use it.
Oh my God.
Sasha and Kirsten, we haven't had the chance to hear either of you get into the Big Brother Canada so far in the young season. How are you feeling so far, Big Brother Canada 10?
I'm excited. Like, I'm here for Helena, my queen. She's messing up a lot, but I don't care. Okay. I love her. They spoke Punjabi for the first time, I feel like, on feeds, which was so cool to listen to an Indian language. So I love it. They're very messy as a cast. These past 2 days, I feel like they've been wilding on the feed. So I'm happy. I'm here for the ride.
How about you, Kirsten?
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like just like a weight is lifted off my shoulders, not having a close friend in the house this year. And messy, good for me. I love chaos. I want it to be chaotic so that we can have fun watching it. And I'm cautiously optimistic that it will stay chaotic and not get too slow. But the optimism is there. We have hope.
Taryn, how are you feeling about this episode tonight? In terms of how faithful it was to the events of those days, or this is pre-feeds?
No, this was feeds. The feeds turned on for Marty's HOH. And I mean, in terms of being faithful, it wasn't inaccurate. You know, it portrayed Marty's journey pretty well. I think the issue with it is that, like, it was only Marty's journey on the episode, and there are 15 people in the house. So that's like, I don't know how it played for, mm-hmm. you know, TV viewers, but like, right. It's definitely not matching the energy.
Because in following all of the live feed updates over the course of the past week, that I didn't get the sense that Marty was giving you main character energy.
No, in fact, the very first couple of live feed updates I gave, I was like, all right, I'm just going to summarize Marty's speech to everyone because it was the same for every person. And he just keeps saying the same things over and over. He knew who he was going to nominate pretty much immediately, didn't change his mind, gave the speech to everyone. And that was it. The rest of the next few days was pure, just like everyone else playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Marty, he's here.
I am here to play Big Brother.
Don't forget it.
But what was the reason? Like, he just keeps saying, oh, Jay, I knew you were going to nominate me. Why? Just why? I don't get it, Marty. It feels personal, and I don't know why. So I need more than that. Then, you know, and he just keeps repeating. It's a copy-paste, like Taryn said. And it's kind of annoying that they kept doing that on the show too, right? It's like, we get it, move on. There's other conversations that had.
Mm-hmm.
Only showman's conversations. There was nothing else happening in the house besides Marty giving the same speech and a fake love triangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what happened. I know you talked about this a little bit, Taryn, about the mystery doors. Kirsten, do you like this? The person who sits on the block, it's a potential prize.
I don't care about mm-hmm. it. Like, I nothing it, truly. I could see a situation where if we have one, you know, block star that ends up, you know, racking up some money, then maybe a block star becomes a target. But mm-hmm. I don't like how much time it takes out of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Does it take that much time?
It took on the eviction episode. It took up time that we didn't need it to take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that episode, we were fitting in so much into that episode to spend wild. Like, you know, a good like five, even just 5 minutes on it was like, oh, really? We're doing
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's fine in terms of like time. I worry about like the sort of, if it happens after the eviction, it's a little anticlimactic, like to end on it, I feel like. But
mm-hmm. you know, if they get into giving away, say, like powers or like sort of like a secret veto and stuff like that, do you think it could potentially have an impact in like, okay, well, like we can't let this person potentially get there. Maybe we should just vote them out. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. I mean, if that's the thing, like, I feel like there's value to potentially giving advantages to people that are maybe on the outs. But if you do it very publicly,
mm-hmm.
It will probably just put a big target on them.
Okay. Yeah, I think the only way that that could really work well is if it gives them safety for a week, like 1 week of safety. I think, yeah. You know what, it's out in the open. Everybody knows. And it gives. But I guess then, I don't know. I just think safety is like the only thing they can really give that's not going to backfire.
Yeah. Like, hey, you can't target this person again. You can't use them as a pawn again. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's for TV, you know, viewers, like that's a good twist, right? Like,
so prevents things. From what do we think they're going for here? Are they going for people potentially wanting to sit on the block? Is that what they're hoping to like incentivize players to say like, hey, I'll sit on the block. Maybe I'll get a prize.
I mean, that's probably like a bonus if it happens.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's like, if somebody's, you know, Lawans it and is like, I'm going to get superpowers. That would be great, I'm sure. But I and maybe that is what they're going for. I don't imagine it's going to happen very often mm-hmm. that people are going to actively want to sit on the block just for that. But I do think that, again, there's always value to giving the person who survives a vote a guaranteed something, because normally how they introduce powers, it's just very gameable by the majority. Mm-hmm. But if you give it to the person who is being used as an expendable person, that you're guaranteeing it goes to somebody who needs it.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin is reaping the rewards because he is the recipient of $500 Canadian.
Hey, you know what? Big Brother Canada is not paying that much. An extra $500 on top of your stipend is nothing to sneeze at for Big Brother Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get the 5G, like, that's big.
Yeah.
You get a nice steak dinner or Wendy's, sorry. Nice Wendy's order.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to order $500 worth of Wendy's, okay, what would you order with $500?
Listen. The point is that I have now a little bit of clout from being on Big Brother Canada. So guess what I'm going to do? Start a YouTube channel, use that $500 to do a mukbang and get all the money from Wendy's. And guess what? Wendy going to sponsor me again for part two.
This is how you make a Wendy's order $500. You get it delivered by like DoorDash.
Well, hey, you could probably get two orders delivered by DoorDash with $500.
Maybe we can combine two great services like DoorDash and Cameo. How much money would it cost to get your DoorDash delivered by, say, a great celebrity like Jillian, winner of Big Brother Canada 1?
Yeah, famously Marty's favorite famously Big Brother Canada
Marty's,
of all time.
Oh, Jillian. Oh.
Hey, that was Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Okay. Come on. Come on.
Acadian.
Yeah.
Or Kirsten's ex's mom.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, should I? Oh, no. Shit.
Yes. Is Jillian and Emmett, are they still together or no?
Oh, no. Yeah. Emmett is either engaged or married to a lady who used to do like some sports network thing. And then Jillian, I believe, is married, but she has two babies with another man. They live in different, I think they're in different provinces. I don't know. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Their best show was still when they went on the Amazing Race Canada as exes, because that was chef's kiss perfection.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the HOH competition. We had a surfboard and
a watermelon.
Classic
combination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The watermelon angle was strange.
I mean, it's a Beyonce song.
Why wasn't it a beach ball?
Right?
Because maybe they're Beyonce fans. It's literally a lyric. I mean,
but one of the key elements of a watermelon is that it's bigger than a tiny little ball. Right? Like,
yeah.
I think a beach ball would be too light.
Well, but I mean, it could have been.
Was it really a watermelon? Yeah, I don't think it was really a watermelon.
Yeah, like painted as like a beach ball. I did like, I know, you know, competitions and costumes that they wear during competitions has been brought up a lot, but I did really like that they didn't put the women in tiny bikinis like in BB Can 2, and they actually got to wear like a rash guard situation and not, you know, be worried about spillage or anything like that. I think that was a really good move.
And Jess got to wear like shorts as well. Like not.
Yeah. And Helena was in like a full bodysuit as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made that note because that's what I would feel more comfortable. I think I would be much better if I could just wear what the guys usually end up wearing. Cause I feel like you could move better, but.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the outfits the other night was a big hit. So if anybody wants to revisit that, we can.
I feel like we said what needed to be said. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Melissa is in the chat. Okay. All right. Any highlights from this competition? I thought this was very boring.
It was 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Why do we need to watch 14 minutes of people shifting their weight from one foot to the other. The whole point of an edited show is that they can edit it so that we only have to see what matters. But yet it was 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm. See, I think I'm like I'm just used to Big Brother US. Like Celebrity, they had their competitions lasted 30 minutes every time. So I was like, all
very
right,
quickly.
We're speeding along here. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Terrence traumatized, and so he's like, yeah, this is fine.
They just didn't have enough showman's content. That's why it was 14.
Wasn't
minutes
enough showman's content.
I want 10 of those minutes back. Like,
well, I do, and speaking of, you know, good use of time, Jess did have a really good strategy for this competition.
I just need to. Win.
You know, I think they went overboard with the sound effects.
Foley.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of the soundboard?
Yeah. Did they have a ticking stopwatch and the drum roll?
Yep.
One or the other. Pick a lane, Big Brother.
Also,
you don't
why
need
was
two
so
sound
long?
Effects. Yeah.
Yeah. And why was it so long? Like, I get that she took that long, but again, cut that stuff down so we can hear a little bit of them interacting with each other. But no, we have to get Jess just looking out into the ether.
They needed to say it, and they did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Kirsten, do you have any feelings about Jess so far?
Well, I feel like Jess had access to so many BB Can alum before the season, and I just wish that they had talked to them and gotten some advice.
I think that Jess, I don't think their problem is that like they lack the knowledge of what they should be doing. It's more that like just socially the way that they interact with people, it doesn't gel very well. And they like their instincts there are not, not correct a lot of the time. I don't think that's something that would be very easily fixed.
I think I'm more so thinking like even just having that thought of what someone else said to you before can kind of give you that moment of sober second thought. And I think that they would benefit from that. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Very happy to see them on. Shout out to their 100 Ink Animals Oracle deck to everyone watching. I like Jess a lot.
I just think they suffer from word vomit and they should really just take a breath. And I get it. I talk obviously a lot. Look, I'm on a podcast. But you have to have some kind of, you know, understanding of like, what's the vibe here? And then maybe step in, step back. But listen, we all need Hermione's. We need that around us. So that personality type, you know, they need to stay. Just, I hope that Jess just gets a beat and understands where they are.
You have to read the room, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, people are dropping out. We get down to Stephanie and Marty. Anything we want to highlight on the road to Stephanie and Marty?
So we have been hearing about this deal for days and days, and then to actually see it happen, I don't think that that is a valid deal. I think that a deal is contingent on someone stepping down, and that did not happen.
Well, this is more of like insurance, right?
Like,
exactly. One of us is going to win. So why don't we just both agree that we're already safe now?
Mm-hmm. But Marty's making deal with like 10 people. Like, how does it count? So then everyone's safe. Who was the first one to drop? Great. You're automatically on Betty. And then whoever else, right? It's like, that's what you're trying to do. Because why is he making deals with two bros that were still there? I think it was Kyle and Nico, right? And Stephanie. Like, no.
Kyle and Gino, he's already working with them. So I think the idea there, and they talked about it a little bit afterward, is that like he was essentially signaling to them, like, you can step down. And this is like a reason to publicly do it. Because I want to take this one. I want the letter. And I think he's also, of course, directly speaking to Steph, like hoping that Stephanie will take the deal and step down as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A showdown between Stephanie and Marty, an hour and 28 minutes. Finally, Steph eventually falls down.
There she goes.
So dramatic.
Very dramatic.
I loved, too, like, how Stephanie was like, oh, he's offering me a deal. Sure, I'll take it. I like safety. That's fine. But I'm still going to try to win. And then Marty's like, she knows. She knows that I don't trust her. And I know that she doesn't trust me. And it's a showdown. And she's like, oh, I lost. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know what? For some people, it's not so deep. For others, there's got to be a level of subtext.
Marty's like, she subtweeted me. I knew she was talking about me yeah. when she was on that surfboard and she was thinking all her thoughts were about me and me being on the block. And meanwhile, Stephanie, you know, it's like it pans to Stephanie just thinking about like the actual beach.
Yeah.
And the yeah. surf.
Or Gino.
And,
you
know, yeah. She's thinking about Gino's pierced nipples like Jenny Hottam.
Yeah. yeah.
Not the alien nipples.
Listen, stay away from cancer men. As a cancer myself, don't do it. Same. Listen, I'm speaking from experience, obviously.
I did. So one thing I think that I just thought of is that we did see JC throw this competition. She was like, I want nothing to do with this HOH. I hate this from JC. She is absolutely in a position where she should be winning this HOH, as she will find out later in the episode. But even if she wasn't in danger of being nominated, she's in a great spot to win and build something. So what has she built? She has very little in the game. Winning would be so good for her. But there's this very like persistent idea that you should be throwing comps early, when you're playing Big Brother. Now, Kyle also is going to throw this competition. And for Kyle, it's not as bad because he is so deeply entrenched in the power structure. He has so many things going. He doesn't really need to build anymore. I still don't think it would be bad for him to win. Because he could do something simple and like just, you know, maintain everything that's going on. But for Marty to win, it's fine for Kyle. But JC should be trying to win this. It's so frustrating when I see players that have potential that are just like have this bad like concept of I should be throwing in their heads.
These Big Brother Jaces do not have a good history.
No, they don't. Right, Sasha?
Oh, bless. Rob, every time I'm on a podcast, something happens to my Twitter. So let's move on. Please.
Not that.
No, okay. I will right. not take the bait.
Let's talk about Marty's. Who wants to see Marty's HOH room?
She was screaming.
Yeah.
Like she was like in the stands. Her sports team was winning. Like that's the vibe I was getting. Maybe because of the Wendy's, but still.
Yeah. Look, Marty is pumped up. We get to see his dog, his pictures. His whole family, and best of all, he's gonna get a letter.
How can I please read my letter?
Fine.
And, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, like, yeah, who's gonna stop him? But also, so
is Marty.
Hey, everybody loves Marty. Okay, that's what I've been told. But here's the thing. So obviously they had to quarantine, you know, the sequester period is a little bit longer in these COVID times than it would otherwise be. Sure. But I just, and like, I don't know how I would be at this point, but I just feel like when it's been like, they've been in the house like 5 minutes. It's like, I need to hear from my family now. I just am always like, already? Like, you already said you don't tell your wife you love her. Why do you need this letter so bad?
From her too.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, with like a 2 week sequester period, they've been in the house 9 days. You know, over 20 days total, like over 3 weeks. I think is it's a long time to be away from your family, yeah. Especially in the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
wait, am I just heartless because everyone else was crying right when they were doing Marty's letter, and I was like, for what? Like he's about to nominate two of us and one of us is going to go home because he won this and he's reading all of this. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, oh, I would be horrible in this game because I can't fake it. But I would just be like, calm down. Like, it's not your letter.
Kevin Martin was in my chat watching the episode and he was like, man, I could never get muster up the tears for these. I was like, yeah.
Well, that I think it's probably a little different when you're like when you're Kevin and you're, you know, not like a parent and, you know, like, you know, is I think he was with Peely the second time, but not the first time. Like, I think it's a little bit different when you're like a grown up.
You know what I mean? Kevin Martin, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, not
and
like
Sasha. Kevin and Sasha, age? Not grown up.
Yeah. Yes. No, yeah.
That's a compliment.
Marty
I'm
is a grown up, not a man, but is a grown up.
Mm-hmm. I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I just that I know, like, from like, and I'm not like that person in real life, but I know, like, on Survivor, it was just like you just want to, like, to, you know, let your loved ones know that you're that things are going okay. Like, it's definitely different than in real life, but, where you would go to college and not talk to people for, you know, weeks at a time.
But Survivor, it's like you're like tired, you're hungry, mm-hmm. right? Like, I understand. I feel like I'd be crying every day if I were on Survivor.
I'd be medevaced day one.
Period. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, what do you mean I have to sleep on sand? Couldn't be me.
No, mm-hmm. but,
so that's what, and I feel like the environment is so much harsher, so I understand the tears, but here, the lights are the harshest part of this whole thing. You know what I, like, please.
Yeah.
Well, and like, you know, your wife is watching. So it's like, mm-hmm. there's like a connect. I don't know. I just feel like it's different, but maybe I'm being toxic. And if I mean, I'm never going to get to go into the house, but if I did, I'd probably be a baby on day one. I'd be like, oh, I just need a letter from my family.
Watch me be the first one to cry if I ever and then someone's going to clip this. Oh God.
Okay. We need a pick for Wendy's. It's going to be Tanisha. She goes to Wendy's.
Brian Scally tweeted that's the second best thing to getting a letter from your family.
Mm-hmm.
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Marty finally gets a chance to talk to Steph. They didn't really have a chance to connect. But now, finally, they're going to agree not to put Steph on the block.
Deal's a deal.
Deal's a deal. Okay.
He like does not want to keep that deal. Like, it is pulling teeth for him to keep that deal.
Marty is going to go around telling everybody all night long, all the rest of the next day. I really wish I could put Stephanie on the boat. I don't trust her. She doesn't trust me. I really wish I could, but I made that deal. He's even going to tell Stephanie, look, if I had made that deal, I'd be putting you up on the block because I don't trust you. I know you didn't trust me, but we did make the deal, so you're not going up on the block.
Pick a lane, right? To say, we made it. We made a deal. Shake on it. Hope next week you remember I didn't put you up. Why are you giving a reason to get your ass put up? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just horrible.
Yeah, I really wish I could put you up, but I can't right now because of a deal we made. Luckily, you'll stay in the house because I'm not putting you up, and you'll have a chance to win next week when we don't have a deal and we still don't trust each other.
Mm-hmm. What's his problem with Stephanie?
She was thinking the whole competition about how she doesn't trust him and she's going to put him up.
It was written on her board. I think every time her board went up, he could read it and it said nominate Marty.
Got it.
That's what it was.
You know, I forgot to talk about the other thing that Marty got as the new HOH, and he got a new outfit from Winners. Okay. Winners. What do we think of Kevin's new look?
Kevin, not Kevin.
I'm sorry. Of Marty's new look.
We have lost it.
Mm-hmm.
As is the problem.
Marty seems like a Kevin. Maybe Kevin Schlauber ruined it.
You're thinking about Kevin Robert Martin, and he's got the Marty factor.
maybe that too.
But so the problem with Winners, as I'm sure that you all have experienced with like TJ Maxx type stores, is, you know, oftentimes you find the thing that you want and it's not in the size that you wanted it. For example, I bought this fleece. I wanted it a size smaller, but this was the last one. And I had gone to 4 Winners searching for it after I saw Brandon wearing it. So I had to buy it. And so I think that maybe the outfit just did not fit how it should have fit, you know? Like, it seems like he's maybe borrowing, like, his dad's jacket.
Marty is borrowing his dad's jacket?
Like, not, like, his dad, but, like, you know how, like a kid, like, borrowing, like, their dad's, like, blazer.
He's an adult, like, remember.
Cool dance or something. Oh, right, he's a grown-up, I forgot.
Yeah, he's a grown-up, sorry.
Yeah, like, I think there's a point there that, like, I mean, they had the pick of the litter, right? Though they could have chosen any clothing. They could have had like a stylist choose it. They could have, you know, they could have
they did.
This is the best they could do.
Like, listen, the fact that they are giving like $10,000 to winners as part of the prize, I am flabbergasted by this because I cannot imagine finding $10,000 worth of things you want to buy at Winners in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Winners. I love to go to Winners and buy like sheet masks and candles and like beach towels and like other random assorted goods. But like, I cannot imagine, like, that $10,000 is basically like a lifetime supply of Winners. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine spending the whole $10,000 there.
What do we think they do? Like, do they send like a production assistant out to go to pick up an outfit that they think would be good for Marty?
Well, so I'm assuming that much like when they dress the cast for like preseason photo shoots and stuff, that they have their wardrobe section goes and amasses a large amount of clothing from Winners and then puts it together into outfits.
They have a pile. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would imagine they have like an outfit picked out for each person, at least one that's just because like, why not? And it's ready to go and they can always use it for something else. And like, I'm sure it's, you know, they've got it ready.
Okay. All right.
On hand.
Let's talk about a little bit of some girl talk in the house, okay? Tanisha says, we need a showmance. That's exciting. That's what the fans want. Give it to
Wouldn't be Big Brother without a showmance.
Mm-hmm. We love watching people make out. That's why we watch Big Brother.
Who wants to volunteer as tribute?
I think this is really good though, and I just wish Sasha was back at this moment because like T being willing to, you know, be the one to have the conversations behind the scenes to try and set things up. They're like, oh, Team Stephanie. Like, I feel like Sasha would be the one who's ready to set people up. Like, I think like anyone, if anyone is single and they're looking to be set up, I feel like Sasha's the one who's going to try and like set you up. She would be fulfilling, I think, that T role.
This was like such grade school energy of like passing a note to Gino, like, yeah. Hey, Gino,
middle do school you crush like energy,
Stephanie.
Check yes or no?
No. And then he checked no, and they were like, oh, who is it? Like, who do you like, Gino? Write it in the blank. He's like, I like JC.
Oh! You fall over, you know, it's so dramatic. They really dedicated a lot of this episode to Gino's love life in the house. He is single AF.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
We know that. He likes JC Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, just for the record, and like, I don't really know JC Lynn enough to have anything against her, but it's like rude as hell that in all the promos they called her the cutthroat cutie because that's what they called me. And like, I don't think we're the same, so it's not really fair. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Sasha, about the little love triangle situation going on?
It's nonsense. Like, first of all, Stephanie is so thirsty. Like, why? Mm. Right? Like, it's embarrassing. And I'm not spoiling anything, but her and today, I a few of us retweeted the clip, but her asking Gino for the sweater. How embarrassing. Because she was trying to be the whole cute, let me wear your hoodie moment. And he's like, nah.
Wait, wasn't that? I thought that was JC Lynn who said that.
No, I thought it was Stephanie.
I don't know.
Taryn.
Not me just hating for no reason.
I mean, she did. She did. She did do that in the phone room. It was a couple days ago, or maybe a night or two ago.
It was like, oh, that sweater looks so cozy. Yeah. It looks so cute. I love the
it's
color.
It's just my size. Like, and he didn't know.
And he goes, yeah, it's good on me. And then put the sweater on.
That man doesn't care about any of these people.
Yeah, no, it was J.C. Lynn. It was J.C. Lynn. Oh,
so why is he negging? He's negging.
Telekiva.
Yeah. See, he watched the pickup artist. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Got it.
They give him exclusive.
We need exclusive.
Stephanie did do that. Like, they were laying together in the phone room, and she was like, so when am I getting one of your sweaters? And he was like, I don't know.
So everyone's thirsty for his outfits. Winners, you should contact him.
Gino.
Yeah, and become, he should be your next stylist.
You know what? We just need to figure out where that pink crew neck is from and then buy it out, just like everyone did with Derek X's Abercrombie and Fitch hoodie.
Yes.
So
it will come in your size. Don't worry.
Can we go back to Tanisha talking about the setting up the showmance? Because this was like a big like recap of the recap energy of like, you know, everybody loves a showmance on Big Brother. People always want to see a show. And then we cut to like the showmance montage. Taryn, was she trying to set up Stephanie here for a fall? Like, what is she angling for? She's just bored?
No, I mean, I think she was trying to set it up genuinely, but you know, it definitely it became a fall. Mm-hmm. It did not work out well, but I think she was being genuine here. I think she was just trying to set people up. I think that I'm surprised they went with Tanisha's perspective rather than Summers, because I feel like Summers is a lot more entertaining. And perhaps doesn't have as genuine of a motive. So I feel like they should have really gone with that one. But I feel like Tanisha was probably...
Summer was 0 for the episode tonight.
Yeah, and it's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Nothing from Summer since the premiere, which is wild.
Mm-hmm. I, like, you know what? With the showman stuff, Taryn, like, there's time on Wednesday's episode between Vito Pig playing the veto and the veto ceremony for them to put in more of this love triangle, so maybe we'll get Summer's perspective then.
Okay.
I mean, I pray, because Summer is the best for one. And secondly, I also understand how T is, because that's how I am as a married non-grown up. I'm messy like this. Well, I'd be like, who are you into? And I will try to start this drama. So that's how I would for sure be in the house. Like, I would want to start a showmance. And y'all would, like, hate me. Because that's all my DRs would be about.
Starting showmances.
I think they have long-term prospects.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Kevin with Marty. So he's going to go and try to, you know, instead of a cold shoulder, wants to give a warm shoulder to Marty. Sasha, how are you feeling about Kevin so far?
So his pre stuff was like doing too much or killing me smalls moment. But I'm okay with him in the house. I feel like I really want to know why. And I think he also doesn't know why. Everyone keeps going up to him and kind of like sharing their life with him a little bit. So I just want him to be a little bit more honest about who he is and not like try so hard. Because right in the episode, he shares with Marty. I almost said Kevin. He shared with Marty that, right, oh, people see me as a mastermind bad guy, right? All this. And you're not supposed to say that. If you're bad, you lie and gaslight and say you're a good person. It's just, I feel like he's trying a little bit too hard. And if he just was himself, I think he'd actually come across really well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that this is very much like a Jordan Parhar situation where someone lies about who they are to get through the casting process. And then I think once you get in the house, there's a lot of pressure to give production what they want. And so then you might end up feeling like you have to present a certain way, even though that's not how you would most genuinely connect with the other people in there. So I do think that's kind of the main thing. This morning, Taryn, you and Maggie were talking about like the like little brother thing. And I don't understand it, maybe because I don't have any brothers, but I didn't know that everybody just wants to like wrap a blanket around their little brother. Like, I don't understand how that works.
Well, it's less about that. It's more about like it's like being non-threatening. It's being like as you know, as maybe Cody from Big Brother 19 would put it, a beta. Very much like, hey, I just want to hang out. Like, I want to hang out with you and your friends. Can I be here? And if you're lucky enough to them to, okay, that's fine. It puts you in a position where they're very not threatened by you. And let their guard down around you.
Yeah. See, cause I was a little sister, and when I tried to hang out with my sister and her friends, I was told to F off. So I just don't understand.
As an only child, you have none of these issues. So everyone becomes your puppet. So you're like, what will you do now for me?
Yeah, I do think it's a tough spot for Kevin, because he kind of touches on this in the episode about how that, you know, some people think that he's an evil mastermind. And Marty, you know, you do kind of have that look. And they also put him on the show, and like, he does like have that look. So, yeah, he does have to kind of play against type.
Glasses? That's what I'd like to know.
Mm.
I mean,
those are his real glasses.
Do you think the winner switched it out for him?
Maybe
prescription glasses.
Wow. Do you think, Sasha, do you think that we could have like a he's all that if Kevin becomes HOH and Winners gives him a whole new look?
Ooh, what is Kevin's like sexual orientation? Like, is he into women?
Men? Right, I think he's in a relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, well, never mind. Look at me. Because to me, he's all that. Then who now Stephanie can finally have it was mm-hmm. my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but then he should not talk to her. In. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Neg.
Well, and I mean, I would have thought just based on the appearances that maybe Kevin should be the one to teach Stephanie how to play chess, but yet it was Gino doing that.
Mm-hmm. And what are you talking about eating the piece? Have you ever heard that?
I eat the piece. It's what you do.
Like, are you a vulture playing goose, goose, duck? Like, you can't eat, like, the pieces. And listen, I also, because Puya talked about how he learned chess in a different language, and so did I. So I was like, what is not translating? Because I mean, my school was a private school and spoke English, but some stuff.
They didn't tell you about eating the pieces.
Yeah, I was like, what am I eating?
You're just anything,
like, knock it off the board.
They taught me as a kid, don't eat the pieces.
Choking hazard.
Yeah. Don't put the pieces in your mouth.
Unless it's wizard chess.
Yeah.
They taught wrong.
Run away from me.
Yeah. Okay. Jessica needs to go talk to Marty.
Yes. Rob, it's time. It's time for a little game.
Yes.
Marty, I truly trust you. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled for you on both a personal level and a game level.
Now, this is not the same music cue as Squid Game, right? But it's very similar.
I have the comparison. So here's Big Brother Canada.
Marty, I truly trust you. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled for you on both a personal.
Here is Squid Game.
Yeah.
They both sound like a horror movie. Yeah. But why was there this?
One of them kind of is.
Yeah. Why was there the finger snapping?
And it was Jessica talking
to hand clip. Like, what was that?
This, fingers.
Marty, I truly trust you. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled for you on both a personal level and a game level.
I don't know.
Are they giving them that edit? Because Jess's outfit, right? She had the red. I mean, they had the red.
Yeah, the red one. See, also red iconic. Yeah. Absolutely. I also
own myself.
Time to go to Winners.
Yeah.
Oh, no, mine's much better than Winner's quality.
Sasha, now, did they use this music cue because, like Squid Game, the old man is really running everything?
The grown-up, you mean? Yeah.
later days.
I don't think Sir Marty is running anything, not mm-hmm. even his own HOH, unfortunately. But, no, I think that it's Jess's music more than it is the whole house's music. I think Jess is getting the, like, they're very intense, they're very in your face, and the whole red lighting, I think BB Can was like, let's do it, this is correct.
I think this music explains a lot. I think that somebody on the Big Brother Canada production team, they were like, what can we do to make it relevant, you know, with the new kids on the block? We gotta keep up with the times.
The band?
We gotta stay relevant with these new generations. Yeah. What's popular? What's the most popular? Squid Game. Everybody loves.
Yeah.
And that's just like Big Brother. The people get eliminated. What, we got to make it Squid Gamey. And so they made the house look more Squid Gamey.
Which was kind of like a game show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The house looks more Squid Gamey. They're adding Squid Gamey music. I'm ready for the competition that they were literally playing red light, green light in the house today. I'm ready for some Squid Game competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played a lot of different, right? Like kids games, like hide and seek too. So listen,
I mean, here's the thing. They actually can't, do a Squid Games competition because that wouldn't be paying homage to an earlier BB Can season.
Your mind is not ready for the extended universe of Big Brother Canada and Squid Game.
Yes. Or I guess, wait.
Doctor Strange is going to open it up.
Yeah.
Like, would that be the week 10 one? Because they pay homage every week, 1 through 9, and then week 10, Squid Game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the most relevant thing we know of Squid Game? And they did win a SAG not too long ago. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
It's back.
Okay. But Jess is able to convince Marty that, hey, like that would be like the easy thing to put Jessica up. But what would be even a better move is that Jessica would work with Marty. And so why would you put up somebody who could be working with you, Marty? Think about it.
Yep. It's pretty straightforward. It's logical. And it's what Marty was already thinking. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get a quick conversation with T and Kyle Moore. A little quick check-in with Kyle, real Kyle Moore here in this episode.
This is the most relevant part of the entire episode. They're finally like, this is the only portion of the episode where they like actually set something up that was important beyond the nominations. The Savage Seven is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And we got the official that they're making sevens also.
Yeah, I didn't really. I feel like.
Yeah, it's double seven.
Kind of a stretch. Right?
Yeah. But it's really Spider-Man. But
mm-hmm.
Multiverse. We're back.
We're back.
Of course.
Okay.
Getting webs. I've got webs in my veins.
Mm-hmm.
Taryn, I really liked on the Friday update when you were asking about that and you said, is it sheesh? It's cold. I really liked when you said that. That made me laugh.
And then Puya was like, I'm not Phil, so I don't know the Gen Z language.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of just being a little like, sheesh, it's cold. I like that. Very, very grown up from you, Taryn.
Yeah, that was very grown up. It's true.
It's I'm not a man. I'm a grown up.
Adam Sandler, here is your next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't give him any ideas.
It'll be on Netflix. Don't worry. We'll cover it.
Okay.
Here on the podcast.
All right. Put Chappelle on standby. All right. We finally get to see Stephanie and Gino playing chess. Stephanie trying to shoot her shot.
Now, is this what flirting is? Because honestly, it makes a lot of sense why in my life I've been largely unlucky in love, because this is not how I would ever
You don't, well, this is unsuccessful. You don't do the stuff?
I don't really understand what she was doing, but I don't know what she was hoping to.
Oh, you're
to
not
going to
eat
it.
My piece. Oh, my piece is eating your piece? Oh, man.
That could never be me.
I would literally die. I could never. If you even paid me $5,000, I couldn't flirt like that. I really could. I'd be like, how can I beat you? That's what I need.
This piece.
I would just flip the whole board over if I lose. So
it's not
no
working.
Flirting.
It's not working.
Yeah. You know, she is pretty, but she's just not who Gino is looking for.
Yep. He's looking at a young woman named JC Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Why did you say young woman?
Like, why did you, right?
There's very Arissa energy from the previous episode. There were 13 votes, and 11 of them were voted out Melina. Mm-hmm.
And that person was Daisy Lynn.
I did like the tonal shift here from Stephanie kind of like throwing herself onto Gino to Gino being like, I do have eyes for someone. When I look at JC Lynn's eyes, I'm just melt. And it's like, this is the most I've heard from Gino in a week. And he's like all about JC. And then JC's kind of just kind of like, yeah, he's hot. I mean, and like he's useful in the game. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the way they showed the conversation between Stephanie and Gino versus JC Lynn and Gino, I think was very well done. You know, showing Stephanie just like, giving nothing, just learning how to play chess. And then JC Lynn and Gino are actually talking about like past relationships, their spirituality, their families, like actually getting to know each other, which like I'm sure Gino and Stephanie have also had conversations where they get to know each other, but just the choice to show it like this was narratively made a lot of sense.
It's embarrassing though. If I was Stephanie, I really would not like this at all. Like I would come out and be like, look at my DMs. Like I'm good, y'all. Like well, 3 to 4 a day. She's gonna like, have quite a build up by the end of the season.
Her preseason was all about like how many guys she has in her DMs. When she's talking to Gino, I don't remember if I don't think it was in the episode, but it certainly was on the feeds. There's a conversation she has with Gino. She's like, I always get what I want, Gino.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh.
That's so gross. Like, just, ugh.
Do you really think she's never been rejected? But like, there's no way. You know, it's
maybe
like
she's
lies.
Never shot her shot, so she's never been rejected.
There's no, please. That does not come easy, right? To people that haven't shot their shot, how she was flirting. That was not her first.
She's like a shooter.
Her options in the DMs that she doesn't need to take any risks.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna have 400 DMs waiting for her when she gets home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Wendy's time. Okay, Marty, how would you like some Wendy's?
Oh, Wendy's!
Hey. Wendy.
Woohoo!
Wendy.
Yeah. Spicy chicken. Like spicy chicken for Marty and for T.
I'm surprised they didn't make them get two different things.
Yeah, they almost never both get the same thing on at Wendy's.
I'm more surprised that they haven't been ordering two spicy chicken sandwiches every week that Wendy's has been an option since they came on as a sponsor. Because I feel like that's the only thing I ever see anybody eat from Wendy's.
Mm.
Fair. Maybe they were like, you know what? Let's just double down on how good this spicy
chicken. Now they, no they one else can it. Get spicy chicken for the rest of the season.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Wendy said, we have other things on our menu, please.
Video from Jillian, Marty's favorite player of all time. Is this canon, Taryn, that is, you know, they make him say that?
Yeah, it's his favorite player is that Kevin Robert
Kevin
Martin.
Martin. Yes, yeah. Get out of here. Is anybody's favorite player Jillian?
I mean, maybe somebody.
Not in the house, though.
I feel like it's hard, though, because I think that to have Jillian as your favorite player, you're probably going to be more of a casual fan. And do the casual fans remember season one? That's a struggle.
I've been in these BB streets since Big Brother Canada won. The casuals were excited. They wanted Gary to win.
Yeah. Yeah, only like a deeply entrenched super fan on the show would be like, Jillian's my favorite. Yeah. Like, only I like, go against the curve.
Like a hipster that's like, well, actually, Jillian was the best Big Brother winner because she did it first. And people think that, no, she was not exciting.
Yeah, I'm sorry to Jillian, and I'm new to these BB streets, and I thought that was Kevin's wife. I was like, oh, Kevin's wife.
I mean, the other thing, too, and it's like, Jillian's giving, you know, great advice. If you see the drama, you need to walk away from it, you know, avoid it at all costs, you know, not bad advice. I don't know that she followed that advice so well in season one. But also just like, she get like, go on, give us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I am excited that we might get to see other alumni giving out the Wendy's.
And it's, you know what, it's by video. So I feel like that really opens the options of who all could be on. Do you think we'll just get like all the winners going?
I wonder if we'll get, maybe. Is there anybody that we don't want to hear from? I don't know, but maybe it might be, you know, somebody from each season each time.
Yeah. I think we're fine with winners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess who do they get from season 8 is the question.
They don't. Mm-hmm. They pretend it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. No way.
I relate
that
to that. Mm-hmm. I relate to Big Brother Canada season 8 in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we get some French talk. Okay. What should we do? What are we going to do about the targets? Marty is thinking maybe it's Jay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason? Put the Cardi B meme up because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm so into Jay, but I am.
So I believe it's hard to know because obviously the feats came up for Marty's HOH win. And pretty much immediately he said, I want to target Jay. And we didn't exactly know why. In their conversation, Marty alluded to having approached Jay to work together at some point, which is why Jay felt so good with Marty, because they were like, oh, Marty has wanted to work with me in the past. Obviously, he's not going to nominate me. But from Marty's perspective, like he approached Jay and then Jay never came back to him. And he was like, so clearly Jay doesn't want to work with me, and felt like, you know, similar with thing with Stephanie, where it's like, well, OK, he's coming. They're coming for me. They're coming for my head.
Well, yeah, and I think that this is something that's happening with a lot of the players in the house, is that they are not doing the regular check-ins and actually putting in the work to build something with a strong foundation. Maybe because it, like, in their mind, it's like hedging your bets against like getting in with who's going to have power. But ultimately, it doesn't really benefit anyone. And I think that that's probably why Jay and Marty have not had as many conversations as Marty would have liked once Marty had power.
Okay. Well, as Jay said, they came here to make friends and cook. Like they said on the feeds as well. Like they thought they were doing well because their social game was great and they were making friends and they were getting along with everyone. And that's true, but they weren't talking game. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue in a game where people talk game. Because if you don't talk game, then people are going to be like, who else are you talking game to? That's not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Marty tells Jay that, look, you could, I'll put you on the block and then you could win the veto and you take yourself off and then you could put me on the block next week.
He was very proud of this moment, Rob.
Yeah, why?
He was like, oh, you should have seen it. Well, he said that he was going to come after me if he stayed. I looked to the cameras and I went, that's Big Brother. That's what we're here for.
I am here to play Big Brother.
Yeah. It's like, that's going to be on the episode.
I know.
Facts.
And it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they had to put something that at least lightly made sense of a Marty J conflict mm-hmm. to be in the episode. Like, what else were they going to put? It had to be that one. Now, Taryn, what's that Marty? I feel like the Marty impressions are really, we need to go to boot camp, I think.
I accidentally slipped into like almost trying to do a French accent, which like then I was like, no, I don't want to do that. But like I kept going to it because like usually when I like I'm trying to like speak as Marty and it's I'm like I'm not gonna try to do it because it's not gonna work.
Yeah, so, it really will come off if you try to do different like the like, well, that's not accurate. It's just offensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like the chef from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so fast on that.
This is not edited. I just want people to know he really like went just boop.
How is that so fast?
Okay.
He's a grown up, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Professionals.
All right. So We talked about the showman stuff. We don't need to go back and talk anymore.
Wait, you don't want to really dive into... Rob, do you want me to talk to Taryn and Sasha about the showmances, and I'll get back to you with my findings? Like, what that
okay.
For you?
Go for
but
it.
But if it's not about Rob, that's okay, too. We'll just keep going.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was funny when T, like, fell over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it that shocking?
They're bored.
And I love how T was like, that I knew it. No, you didn't, because we just got the segment saying that
Stephanie.
You think that they have a sexual connection, so don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you got. And it's okay to be like, oh, egg on my face, let's move to the next one. But nah, she was like, I knew it.
Yeah, also it's like, if you knew it, then why did you pump Stephanie's tires and your Team Stephanie and you're going to get info?
Hashtag Team Stephanie. Yeah.
Yeah, she made her make a whole hashtag and then like do that horrible chest thing. That's embarrassing.
By the way, like let Steph know.
they have
not gone to Steph and been like, you should stop.
With friends like these.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of that going on, like with Gino being like, yeah, I tried to JC Lynn when he did not try.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because then we spend a good portion of the episode here on this bit where Marty is going to tell Gino and Moose that the nominations are going to be Jay and Jace. And like, you mean Jess? No. Not Jess.
Not Jess.
Not Jess.
Jay and Jace. And Gino now has to go and tell Jace. Uh-oh. You're going on the block.
Yeah, Gino's reaction to this was very funny because on the feeds, it felt like, oh, this guy doesn't care at all that this is happening. And on the show, he was like in the diary room, like, ah, you know, he's putting up Jace. I like her. So, man, he's just like, I want to push, but I want to respect, but I don't want to push too much. And so like all of this conflict is going on in Gino's head. But to us, he was literally just standing there like with no reaction. Just like, okay.
Again, that's go fine. Ahead, girl. Give us nothing.
I just love the DR though of Gina being like, oh, I wish he would put up Stephanie. Like they really buried Stephanie tonight.
Like this was horrible. Well, Stephanie.
And again, they've been burying Stephanie ever since they put her in that pink dress on premiere night. Like
not the loofah.
Let's be real here. Like that was some 2010 prom nonsense.
I went to prom in the 2010s. Don't say no.
Well, not like for every person, but like I could see someone going to prom.
Oh, that's horrible. That. Don't do that anyway.
I don't recall seeing a loofah at my prom in 2010.
Yeah, please.
So
it was bad.
Gino is going to talk to Marty. Hey, maybe you don't need JC Lynn on the block, but. Marty says, well, Jay's the target. He's like, all right, then that's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. Whatever. Okay. Because Marty's making a big move.
Yeah.
Big move, though. Yeah,
the biggest move. What a huge move Marty's making.
Mm-hmm.
The person that went up first.
He's getting blood all over his hands.
Big brother.
Before Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Gino has no, like, any, I don't know what the word is, emotion, because as soon as he told JC Lynn, she's, like, in tears, like, and he's just, like, a statue. He not, you know, like, the meme would be he has, like, a broom and he's petting her. Like, that's what I felt like he was doing, because she's literally crying, and then she cries again twice, and he's just like, I tried.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta let her know. I gotta make sure she's okay. Hey, JC, you're gonna go up on the block. She starts crying. He's like, oh, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Don't cry.
They're gonna walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, and I can't speak to how Gino is all of the time, obviously, but in this episode, very much giving dead behind the eyes, head empty, no thought vibes is what we're getting from Gino in this episode.
Yeah.
Be scared. Marty might think you're plotting against him then.
Yeah, I mean, Gino is in perhaps the best spot in the house. And his social game consists of him going, yeah.
I think that people, like when you interact with someone who is very quiet, I think a lot of the time people just then place their own thoughts and feelings mm-hmm. onto that person. And so he, by simply giving nothing, stumbles backwards into being exactly. People are like, oh yeah, still waters run deep. Mm-mm, not every time. They do not always run deep. I really don't think there's
much. Listen, we know men fail up, and this is what's happening. Because he's like, to me, I'm like, he's flopping. This girl, like, allegedly you like her. She wants to be in a showman's with you. And but you're crying in front of him. And he's just like, he's not even like being like, there, it's okay. Not even a hug. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, we're together forever. We're bonded for life.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yeah. You're feeling good.
Like, okay. Yeah, sure. And now it's like, okay, cool. And J.C. Lynn said that's probably a final two alliance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Okay, but so she takes that and says, hey, I don't need a man to do everything for me. I'm going to go talk to Marty. Who tells her, yeah, you're definitely in consideration to be nominated.
Yeah, yeah, you're going up.
Yeah.
That's a for big sure. brother.
Oh, that's for unfortunate. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. We see one more conversation. Marty talks to Jay, and Marty is like, hey, like, I gotta put you up here, because if I shoot and I miss, then I could be getting a lot of blood on my hands, but I gotta do it.
Did anybody understand what Jay was saying about with the circle?
So I think that it's like a lot of times when you talk about like the, in like, Poli-Sci 101, they talked to you about the political spectrum, right?
Yeah.
So you've got like communism on one side, fascism on the other. And then when you take like Poli-Sci 103, they're like, oh, but actually it's like a horseshoe. And communism and fascism are actually really close to each other.
Yeah, I think a horseshoe, more than a circle. It's not a circle, yeah. I don't think.
But it looks like the way they draw it is more like a circle, but there's just like a little gap. And so he's like, we were both so different, so we could have been right here. But now you have messed this up, and they are like, now we are traveling the other way, and we're mm-hmm. gonna clash in the middle.
Yeah,
and then you're actually gonna agree even more. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, it's not a good analogy, but that is what I understood them.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah,
well, yeah, and then they double down in the nomination ceremony. You're like, nope, I'm actually gonna go this way.
That I did not understand.
I said that was a reference to you could have taken the shortest path,
yeah.
but we've gone all the way around.
Listen, you can't mess with them, okay?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
They will walk so in a circle wearing alien pasties, okay? Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't get, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
It's okay. Giving iconic. But yeah. No, I actually like this because, again, I'm not saying Jay is a good player. Especially in this moment, but I appreciate that Jay was like, nah, I'm gonna make you say it to my face. Why? Nobody knows. Maybe a lesser grown up, a lesser man of, you know, would have cowered, but Marty said in your face, yeah, I am putting you up. So, you know, maybe we wanted more drama. They could have added some Squid Game music here, but instead it just fell flat. But, but I liked, you know, Jay was trying to be team good feeds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, give him grace. It didn't work out. It didn't.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like mess.
I really love at the end of this where Jay says, hey, I'm going to make this really difficult on you. Let's see how I destroy your game because I love drama. I was like, yeah,
and then
this
was
is good.
Not on the episode anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I did like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But but Marty didn't do anything. And I know Jay definitely with Marty, they didn't have any more drama, right? So that was kind of.
Well, I mean, the nomination ceremony was pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Was that dramatic?
It was not.
Yeah.
It was theatrical.
Yes.
Theatrical.
Correct. Which is what is Jay's brand.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yes. Could we talk about Jay's look? Kirsten, you referenced it. Taryn, you referenced it earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see if I could understand what's going on here. So Jay was covering their nipples with alien are those makeshift pasties?
I feel like we need our nipple king on the podcast to help us.
See, okay, good. So you went in a different direction. My first thought was, God, I hope Mike Bloom wasn't watching this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Rob and Taryn, you both really did us a disservice by not going full Bloom and showing up in that outfit.
Yeah, you didn't have time to create alien nipple pasties for the podcast?
Print it.
No.
Listen, you have enough technology. You could figure it out. I bet you even have a 3D printer, I'm sure, somewhere.
I think a 2D printer would suffice.
Listen, this is a high-quality podcast, so...
Well, yeah. The thing is I feel like Jay was going for like a very editorial look, and I feel like it was close. Like the look was almost there, but it just wasn't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, were the pasties were not symmetrical. Like, I feel like one was, like, much higher than the other. And, like, that could be, like, an anatomical thing. I don't know.
That's what I was about to say. But listen, they're not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe, like, a larger pasty would have been better to make it seem
this more
symmetrical.
This is back to the original Nipple King conversation of, like, quarter, silver dollar.
Is the idea that like the alien it's on it's like flying saucer
my question is was there a statement that Jay was making?
They are the alien because they're alienated from the house.
Alienated.
What is going on here? Oh my God.
I like the outfit because we don't get a lot of outfits like that. So yeah, I am into it.
I love when people make a big swing, and honestly, a lot of like the more editorial fashion right now, I don't understand. So
correct.
You know what? It fit right into that mold.
Okay. Is that an outfit from Winners?
I mean, it's possible that aspects could be from Winners, but someone in the chat actually said they had made the harness.
Wow. So,
okay.
A custom look.
I mean,
if it's not an outfit from Winners, get on it. Winners. Yeah.
Well, like the other Winners is liquidation,
this is
right?
The new Derek X's hoodie.
Mm-hmm. So like Winners will only be able to sell that if another store in the area does not sell it and then sells it to them at a discount so they can then liquidate. Like every Winners store is different. They do not all have the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
So what you're saying is that we need to start making these outfits, selling them to stores that won't sell them, so that they will sell them to Winners, and then we can get them from Winners.
I think that is a lot of steps. When you turn, you could just start selling them on Instagram. And
Winners.
You could just like make the brand could be called Winners or something like that. And then you could be like, it's a Winners sheer long shirt. And then you're like, see, it's Winners, but it's the brand.
Yeah, but those cardigans are very much in, right? The long... cardigan. Is it a cardigan? Well, I don't know. Jacket.
I don't know. It was the material. I don't know if it's counts as
I don't think the material
cardigan.
In,
but I don't know. Like if long cardies are coming back, that's good news for me because I like to dress like a librarian ass bitch to work every day. And so if that goes back into fashion, then I feel better about my work looks.
I feel like they're in. I mean, yeah, I've seen a lot of people wear them, but a lot of older folks, but I've still seen them. Like, I think it's in. So I understand what he was trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good look. And yeah, shout out, Tony is in the chat saying it was custom made. And they had made the harness. So shout out.
Tony, tell us more, please.
All right. Anything else about this hour of television that I can't believe we have spent an hour and 13 minutes talking about?
Okay, so I have something that's not about this hour of television that I would just like to queue up on the podcast because it made me very happy. So today on the feeds, this is not like a spoiler for the or anything. Marty says that his first child was born because his wife was too inconsistent with birth control. And now the Marty BB Can 10 official account has retweeted that with, "So I'm an accident?" And I just like having that on the podcast because that's a very funny interaction.
Not me. Yes.
Wait, who said I'm an accident?
Like the person running Marty's account, so presumably his firstborn child.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my mom always called me an unplanned miracle, so maybe Marty should have used that language instead.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
You didn't find out about whether you were an accident on the Big Brother live feeds? That's not something that everybody gets to experience?
Fortunately, neither of my parents have played a reality TV show, so I haven't had that moment.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fortunate.
Yeah, that's good. That's very sloppy for Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, I texted Sam asking if Slop was coming back because I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah. Marty BB can 10. So I'm an accident, sad emoji, mind blown emoji.
Why are your eyes? What do you do to your eyes?
What do I do to my eyes?
Because it's on the laptop.
Light mode on. You could have dark mode on your computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna do this right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You should change it right now.
Yeah, change it right now. Like the three dots next to
it. Okay. All right.
This is the content you come for.
Everywhere. Yes. All right.
His aunt responded. Oh my God. Wait, what? Go back to the light mode. Mm-hmm. Twitter. I need to see.
No, my poor eyes.
Oh God. Who's the aunt, Jord?
Yeah, where are you getting an aunt?
Scroll down is all they said.
Okay. All right.
Someone replied being like, maybe you should be a casual.
Oh my God.
To his son?
Yeah, someone replied like, you should maybe be a more casual fan of the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Oh God.
So that being said, anything else from tonight? We got some questions. We're going to talk to some live feeds.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do some questions first. Okay. When Marty offered that deal to Stephanie in the HOH comp, was it wrong for Stephanie to take the deal? Is it too early in the game to take deals and survive in the game from Joseph?
You can't decline the deal. You can be like, no, I don't want your safety. Mm-hmm. Definitely take the deal. I mean, don't drop, which she didn't, but yeah, take the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. That wasn't a deal. I refuse to believe that was anything real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a real deal.
Okay.
I guess it kind of became formalized when Stephanie went to him and was like, well, I wouldn't have hurt you, but.
All right. Surfer Chick, wants to know, do you think that there would ever be a French speakers alliance?
French Connection already happened.
Yeah, I do think that this is the most people who speak French well that we've seen at one time on BB Can. So that maybe that could be more of something. But I also just don't see Marty actually breaking into the major power structure of the season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sounds about right.
No party for Marty, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry.
Okay. Then Marty's spicy chicken sandwich says, should Marty have appeased the house and nominated Jess, or did he make the right decision in putting Jay and JC Lynn on the block?
Don't appease the house. He made the right call not putting up Jess. He did not make the right call in telling everybody his five people that he would put up. Mm-hmm. One of the things he did well was not bowing to the will of the house and deciding to not put up Jess.
Okay. And
It's like I saw Drew Miller from BB Can 6 being like, yeah, look at Marty doing what he wants with his week two HOH. And I think that says it all.
Mm-hmm. And Matt Davis says, would any of you try Marty's ab workout? I tried it after I saw it on the live feed and it nearly killed me. Marty has an abs workout?
I mean, they all work out a lot, actually. It's a big workout crew here.
Mm-hmm.
Just try the works. It certainly worked well for him in the competition.
Yeah, look at that. Okay, helped him win.
What is Marty's ab routine? Because I haven't seen this.
I do not have the blow-by-blow Mardi Gras routine.
Okay. Whoever put this into the question sheet, I need you to now submit into the sheet what all the circuits, how long to do them, and the exercises. I'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll do it tomorrow.
And I'll keep
just do it with them. Just watch the feeds.
Okay. All right. Anything else before we talk spoilers? All right. Let's get a quick check-in on the day in Big Brother Canada 10. I guess we'll talk about what happened with the veto and everything else to get us ready for Wednesday night here, talking some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
This is a good ab workout. Okay. All right. Taryn, what do we got?
All right. Well, we had a veto competition. And in the veto competition, JC Lynn won the power of veto. She will be, or she has taken herself off the block.
Okay.
Now, the plan was for Kevin to be the replacement nominee, as he is just, you know, an expendable. It initially was Jess, but Marty changed his mind on Jess and decided to do Kevin instead. However, after some talks with Kevin and some talks with Kyle, Marty decided, you know what? I never promised Betty that I wouldn't put her up on the block. I just told her to put her feet up, and then she was fine. And so, feeling like Betty, yes, like he told Stephanie, so
Kick your feet up.
Don't worry about it. Worried that Betty may be a vote for Jay, and that Kevin might leave if he puts Kevin on the block. He wants to ensure that Jay goes. He decided instead to put up Betty. He also decided he wanted to make it a blindside and, did not tell anybody or did not like lied to some people about it ahead of time. Only a few people knew that it was happening. And so Betty went up on the block. She is not pleased about the whole situation. That is where we are right now. The votes are still there to evict Jay, though. They are still likely the ones that will be evicted come Thursday.
All right. How's the campaign looking for Jay?
It's not great.
Not great.
It's not great. Jay got into an argument with Kyle because they said to Kyle that they would be coming for Kyle and Marty and Gino and Herman and maybe Moose. Five of those guys are pretty set on, there's no reason to keep Jay around. Not a lot of other people have incentive to keep Jay around. And to those that do, it's like, why not just keep Betty anyway? You know, Betty's fine. So as of right now, it's pretty locked in that Jay will be leaving, and it's, unless Betty, screws it up for herself because she's not happy, which she's not, then it's looking pretty locked in for Jay.
Yeah. R.I.P. Jay. Betty had lost it though a little bit. And I was like, Betty, you okay? Like you're not going anywhere. But because I watched a little bit of feeds today, and when poor Summer was trying to study, and Betty's like, I don't have the time to study. I don't want to deal with this. I'm just going to leave. And then Marty's like, well, I'm not going to talk to her now. Maybe T can check on her for me and let me know when's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, man?
That was post nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, that's T's role. She goes in and she assesses the situation and she reports back. She did it for Stephanie and she'll do it now for Marty.
Yeah, she's the fixer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Olivia Pope.
All right. Anything else, Big Brother Canada 10 at this hour?
I mean, things are messy. The Savage Seven is not as locked in as you might think a big majority secret alliance would be. Moose is causing mayhem. He is all about targeting people that he is in an alliance with. The women are not super trusting the men. The men are not super trusting the women. And it really could go in a ton of different directions next week.
Good.
So things are pretty
good.
It's
what we like, right, Sasha and Carson? We love mess.
Love mess.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what else is coming. Unless anybody else has something, tell you about what else is going on here on RH.
I just feel like Twitter misled me, Rob.
About what?
That I felt like Summer and Gino were the romance. And then I see this show and then I was like, oh, he actually likes Jason.
Yeah, people want Summer and Gino to be.
I was fooled. I was fooled.
Here's the thing. Any diary room session can be taken as like a hostage statement also. It's like you can't 100% believe.
There's the Gino with like hard eyes is like that. It doesn't get any more, solid than that, because that guy barely expresses anything.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at, I don't know what this is, here for us to look at. Okay. This is, okay. There's a artist rendition of what Mike
Ryan's
Bloom would look like.
Yeah. Doing some art for us. Like that is, wow.
Yep.
I believe that was Hannah, Sam says in the chat.
Wow.
Okay.
So we were just held hostage.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like that Instagram live all over again, Sasha. You were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Taryn, tomorrow morning, solo yes. dolo.
Solo dolo. I'll update you on everything that happened here today. The fallout from the veto ceremony and all of it. It'll be great.
Okay. Check out the live feed update, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then the Stockwatch is back on a Tuesday night with Melissa and Chantel.
Yes, first roundtable of the season. We'll rate these players. I feel like this. It's a great time to have a roundtable and a Stockwatch. We'll really reset where everybody lies in the house and how we think they're playing. It should be a good time.
Okay. Then after that, talking about back on Wednesday night, Taryn. What are you doing Wednesday for Big Brother Canada?
Yes. So I will be live on Twitch watching the episode at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll go straight into Survivor. I'll watch that live on Twitch as well. And then after that, obviously the Know-It-Alls will be on to talk about the Survivor episode. Mm-hmm. While that's happening, I'm going to be recording about Big Brother Canada 8, Big Brother Canada 10. And that podcast will be released hopefully sometime that night. So there will be a Wednesday recap. I'll be doing it with Grace. Should be really fun. It'll probably be a little shorter than an hour and a half on a boring episode, but it'll be a good time. And then I'll also be recording with Grace the Survivor Stockwatch that night. So busy night for me. We'll be doing lots of stuff, but the Survivor Stockwatch should be very fun. We'll talk through the premiere, 2 hours, I believe, and we'll rate the players.
Okay. All right, and then, of course, on Wednesday night, look who's back. Steven is ready for another season of Survivor Know-It-Alls. We'll be live 10:15 p.m. Eastern time to talk about the premiere of Survivor 42. Make sure you don't miss that on Survivor Premiere Week. And, of course, if you missed it the other night, check out our Survivor Draft. We had a lot of fun on Sunday night. Going through these 18 new players one more time. Check out the Survivor Draft up at robiswebsite.com. And then today, I got the chance to talk to Puya Zambakili, Mr. 90 Day Fiancé, about everything going on 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days. And if Stephanie really wants to get with a guy named Gino, we've got the perfect person to set her up with. So he'll slide right in those DMs.
This is horrible. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't she been through enough tonight?
Yes. He's very good on social media with texting. Yeah. That he can reach out to Stephanie.
No.
Okay. The real favorite player of Marty is this man that you spoke to on the most recent edition of The Taryn Show.
Yes, Kevin Martin will be joining me for the Taryn Show this week. I talked to Kevin almost 4 years ago now, and so we got an update on his life, where things have gone, where he sees things going. I talked to him around the new year, and it was a very, very reflective podcast. It was very fun. So check out what Kevin has to say.
And the Taran Show coming out tomorrow. And of course, it's a great time to become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, because in addition to making it very easy to watch Big Brother Canada, Australian Survivor, and more, we've got a ton of great patron content for you, including the Patron 5 for 5 and a brand new patron-only Survivor podcast coming this spring after each new episode of Survivor. Plus, access to our patron community on Facebook and Discord and more when you go to robiswebsite.com/patron. And of course, make sure you subscribe to Rob as a Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And then also make sure if you're watching us here on YouTube, hit that subscribe button as we are on our way to 100,000 subscribers. Follow us on social media as well. All right, Sasha, what's coming up for you?
I have finished wrapping up The Amazing Race over on Silent Podcast. So if you're looking for a little bit more fun content with Asia, go check out Silent Podcast in your podcast feed. And we covered the finale. I can't believe Amazing Race is over. I'm really sad, but it's okay. And with Kirsten and Sarah and Geneva, we're covering Bridgerton season one and coming up season two over on Post Show Recap. So go check that out as well. And if you want to know everything else I'm doing, check me out on Twitter at funsize_04.
Okay. Well, great job tonight, Sasha.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
Kirsten, what's coming up for you?
Unfortunately, a lot. So I do have a weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast with the amazing Lindsay Wilson over at BoJack Horse Pod. We are just getting to the end of season five, so we are in it. It's very emotional and hard, but it's good. Also, Riverdale came back last night, so myself and Frail Mary will be recapping that over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. As Sasha said, Bridgerton content over on Post Show Recaps. And Temptation Island comes back next week. So that'll be coming up with myself and Maggie Morgan. Back on that Hot Dummies on Island Speed. And of course, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What.
Okay. Great job tonight, Kirsten. And Taran, what is coming up for you?
Come hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taran Armstrong, watching all of these Big Brother Survivor episodes live with all of you. It's a great time. Come hang out. And then, you know, check out all the Big Brother stuff, the Survivor podcast coming. Check out my Raised by Wolves coverage with Grace and Josh. And
Okay, well, look, seemed like not a lot going on Big Brother Canada tonight. We made a great podcast. So thanks to our panel. Thanks to everybody who hung out tonight. And then we'll be back with a lot more Big Brother Canada, Survivor, and much more at robisawebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.